here. Leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Three, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, fantasy footballers. We are back, baby. The fantasy football champs are here for another great season on Patriots.com radio. Today's episode marks our third year broadcasting on this channel, and we'd just like to thank everyone from the Patriots organization, including Mr. Kraft and Mr. Fred Kirsch, and of course, our great producer, Kevin Collins, for having us back this year. And then again, we owe all of you, our listeners, a huge thanks as well. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be on this show. And we want to thank you all for our growing popularity on the channel. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of you guys. And we know we have a lot of loyal listeners here on the Fantasy Football Champs. But, hey, there are some new people out there. And also, we have some new people with me. So, for those that don't know, I am Bill Enright from FFChamps.com, FantasyFootballChamps.com. And I have a new co-host as well. He goes by the name The PPR Monster on Twitter. He is Anthony Grace. Anthony, welcome to the show. I know you're pumped for the 2014 fantasy season.
Oh, Bill, I am so ready. Fantasy football is back. Real football is back. We had a Hall of Fame game. We got preseason coming in 2 days. Cannot wait.
Also, since Kevin Collins, our regular producer, is down in D.C. for the Patriots joint practice with the Redskins, we have a new producer today. Zach Lane is taking your calls at 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Zach, thanks for all hitting all the magic buttons today, man. What's going on?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Great, man.
Excited for the season?
Oh, I'm getting pumped.
All right. Now, I know maybe some of you are asking, what happened to my man Todd? And the answer is nothing happened to Todd. He's still with us. He's still running the Football Nation. And, you know, Anthony, college fantasy football is exploding these days. So Todd is really focusing everything on collegefootballgeek.com, so you can still hit him up on Twitter. But, hey, it's going to be me and you for the 2014 season, brother. I'm glad to have you as part of the family. Again, your Twitter handle is ThePPRMonster. He goes by the name of Anthony Grace. I am at Bill Enright on Twitter. We're going to have a lot of fun. You can always hit us up, whether you're listening to the show live, whether you're listening to it on demand on Patriots.com or on iTunes or on the Patriots mobile app. We're always answering fantasy football questions. You can always hit us up on Twitter. The official Fantasy Football Champs Twitter handle is at FFChamps. So this is it. I mean, every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, on demand, Patriots mobile app and on iTunes on Patriots.com as well. You can find us every week right here from now until January or in February when the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl this year. So we're excited. This is our first episode. It's going to be a long season. It's going to be a fun season. And it's going to be a very lucrative season as well, Anthony, because after all, fantasy football is about a couple things. It's about winning the championship.
Of course.
It's about winning the bragging rights.
You want to
brag. It's also about winning some money, baby.
The money, of course. You get that trophy, and that's great. But once you pull that hard cash into your hands, it can't get any better than that. You can brag, you can buy some stuff, and just shove in everybody's face. That's all you want to do.
Exactly, man. I personally love the bragging rights. I'm still, what was the championship, last December 20-something? I'm still bragging to all my friends. I mean, it's August 5th.
So you can't let them forget.
6 months of bragging.
You can't let them forget, ever.
No,
ever.
So what does FFChamps.com do during the preseason? We have a lot of things going on over there, Ant. We have our mock draft, our cheat sheets. But the most important thing I think that we have is us, our staff. We're always available. You can ask us expert advice. You can find us on Twitter. It's very rare where you get an opportunity to email us directly. And that's what you get from our expert advice service. So all of our tools, all of our rankings are all customizable. But I think the best part about FFChamps.com is us, the staff, only because this is what we do for a living. We're constantly worrying about fantasy football, and we have a couple articles on the site right now that kind of help people, I don't want to say remember what happened in the free agency, in the NFL draft, and in the offseason, but just a little bit of a refresher course, and that's kind of what I want today's the theme of today's show to be. Just a little bit of a refresher, some, you know, some small reminders of some of the things that happened in the preseason, or excuse me, the offseason. Some of the new the free agents that went to new teams, some new coaching changes, you know, same faces in new places, we like to call it at FFChamps.com. So we're going to go over some of those players, some free agents that are on new teams this year, some head coaches, some offensive coordinators that are with new ball clubs, and we're going to go over the Ten Commandments for winning fantasy football, because that is the backbone of all our strategy. Anthony, you are, or you started off as a member of the site, and you know, the Fantasy Football Ten Commandments, that's something that we really use each and every week, whether it's in the regular season or during the draft season, to kind of rely on to guide us through some of the different things that come up during the year.
Yeah, and listen, before I came on with you today and, you know, before this, before I even signed up for FF Champs, I just went willy-nilly, drafted players, looked at the magazines, same stuff everybody does. But once I found your website, those Ten Commandments are gold, all right? They are gold. Follow them, and trust me, you will win. I've done it once. I've done it twice. I do it a lot, and it's going to keep coming because of FF Champs.
I think the main thing, I don't like to toot my own horn, but if you just look on Twitter, for weeks now, people have been asking us, hey, when's the show coming back on Patriots.com? I got an email in May saying, hey, I'm going through withdrawal. Where are you guys at? When are you coming back on Patriots.com? I want to hear the show. I said, guys, hey, join the site. Sign up for FF Champs. You'll love it. You'll get all of the information now. You don't have to wait until the show starts. Plus, you'll get 2 hours of us every Tuesday and Thursday on Patriots.com. So, you know, it really is a big benefit. If you're serious about winning fantasy football, it's a big benefit of being a member at FFChamps.com. So we're going to get into some fun stuff today. I think we should start off with the Ten Commandments. We'll be taking your telephone calls, 855-728-7500. That's the phone number. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. But I think what we should start off doing to the show is go over the Ten Commandments for winning fantasy football, because that's the backbone of our strategy, and I want to share it with everyone out there. Whether you're a first-time fantasy football player, you've never played before, or you're a seasoned veteran, these Ten Commandments will help you win your fantasy league. So let's start off with commandment number one.
Number one, know thy scoring system.
Yeah, this one's pretty easy, right? You walk into a league, you need to know what your scoring system is. You need to know how many players you're starting in your roster. Is it a two-quarterback league? Are you getting points per reception? Do kickers get a crazy amount of points for some reason? Are tight ends valued more than a wide receiver? Knowing your scoring system kind of changes how you should prepare for your draft.
If you don't know your scoring system or your roster, why are you playing? And, you know, it's simple. It really sounds simple, but halfway through the season in some of the leagues I run, so big, I didn't know we get points per reception.
Right.
What? Why not? If you don't know that, then you don't really want to win. So if you know how you're scoring, you're going to have the best chance to win. That's the most important thing. Definitely rule number one.
Yeah, I mean, it helps you with your draft strategy, and it helps you understand how the league's going to run. You want to know if your championship's in week 16 or if it's a two-week championship, week 16 and week 17. It helps you be prepared. It's like playing Monopoly and not realizing that the goal is to put as many hotels on your properties as possible.
Exactly. Monopolize every single player and every roster spot you can.
All right, let's move over to commandment number two.
Commandment number two, thou shalt stick to thy tiers.
Now, this one's interesting. This one has solely to do with fantasy football draft time. On FFChamps.com, we have the customized cheat sheets, and we have tiers for each position. So if you're looking at quarterbacks, there's about six tiers there. If you're looking at running backs, I mean, we have over, I don't know, 100 players ranked. So there's like about 20 tiers, even more for wide receivers, even more for tight ends. And Anthony, what we do with the tiering system is we say, okay, LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, and Jamal Charles, they are in the same group. They have projected within 10 points of each other. Same thing with Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees. They're all within 5 or 10 points of each other. Wide receivers, tight ends, same thing. What the tiering system does is it identifies a group of players that you should be targeting. So tier 1, let's stick with the running backs just for this example. Tier 1, LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, and Jamal Charles. They're in the first tier on FFChamps.com. There are our top three running backs. Now, let's say you have the second pick in your draft. You want to take someone from that first tier. You're not going to take someone from the third tier, where Le'Veon Bell and Giovanni Bernard are. You want to stick to the tier. So if we have, when you're looking at our cheat sheet, you want to be crossing off players, or our draft tracker does it for you automatically, but you'll always want to stick to the tiers of progression. So start off with the first tier, move down to the second, third, fourth, and so on. That one's pretty self-explanatory as well, right?
Correct. I mean, you know, if you want a certain player, you got to think about if they're going to come back to you. But like you said, if you have a top three pick and McCoy and Charles are gone, take Adrian Peterson. You might get DeMarco Murray coming back second round. And if you don't, there's going to be someone out there that you can pick up that's going to do just the same work that he will.
Right,
and you're
exactly.
going to kick yourself if you don't take
example.
Adrian Peterson.
That's a great example. Our 11th player is DeMarco Murray. He has 203 projected points in a half-point PPR league, just one of the formats I'm looking at. There's five other running backs in that same tier: Alfred Morris, Zach Stacy, C.J. Spiller, Andre Ellington. So there's no point of reaching for a player just because you want him. It's really important to just stay true, put bias aside, and stay true to, you know, trying to win your league.
Yeah, that's what we all have our favorite teams. We all have our favorite players. But if you want to win, you got to do it a certain way. And if you don't, it's not going to work out well for you.
100%. All right, let's move over to commandment number three.
Number three, thou shalt avoid players from bad teams.
All right, so on draft day, there's a group of teams, and we're going to get into this one a little bit more in detail in the next segment because I think it's fun. We're going to go over all the teams that we consider bad offenses. Listen, it's pretty obvious. Fantasy football is about the production players, the production people's at. The stats people, the players produce on the field. I get that out okay? The stats people, the players produce on the field. If they're on bad offenses, they're not scoring touchdowns. They're not getting a lot of yards. So we're avoiding players from bad teams because they just simply do not have the opportunity to get points for your fantasy squad. That one's straightforward. We're going to go dive deeper into that one in the next segment. So let's move over to commandment number four.
Number four. Thou shalt draft players from the next great offenses.
All right, we all know who the great offenses are, and Commandment 3 and Commandment 4 are go hand in hand, and we're going to spend a little bit more time on the next segment on both of these. But we all know who the great offenses are, right?
Correct.
You got the Broncos, the Saints, the Packers. You can throw the Patriots in there if you want. Everyone knows who the great offenses are. But I think, or we think at FF Champs, it's crucial, Ant, to really look at the next great offenses, because those are the players that you'll want to target in your draft, because you maybe you're on board with them a little bit earlier than other people in your league, and that can really benefit you by drafting these quality players.
It's 100% true. We all know Peyton Manning. He's the best quarterback out there, hands down. There's not really a question. But like you said, next great offenses. What about a team like Washington? Sure, RG3 had a bad year last year. He was hurt. Coming back healthy, people might not be looking at him the same. They might say, oh, you know, look, he slid down. He's going to come back. You got to keep that in mind. You can always add from waiver wires if something goes wrong, but if you know a team that's going to have an offensive scheme that's going to help every player in that system, pick them up.
Pick them up. That's it. All right, let's move over to commandment number five.
Number five, thou shalt wait on thy QB.
Anthony, this is one of my biggest pet peeves in all of fantasy football. Wait on your quarterback, people, because this is what happens. I get emails, we're going to get emails come October, come November, and they're going to say, what can I do about my team? It's not producing. I need running backs, or I need a wide receiver, but hey, I got Peyton Manning. And I'm going to look back, and I'm going to say, well, you didn't listen to commandment number five. You didn't wait on your quarterback. You wasted your first round, your second round pick on Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees when you could have been getting a wide receiver, been getting a Jimmy Graham, been getting a running back in those first few picks, and then taking a guy like Matt Ryan, a Tony Romo, a Phillip Rivers in the 8th, 9th, 10th round, stacking up your squad early rounds and getting similar production from a quarterback like a Rivers, who was the 3rd or 4th overall quarterback in fantasy football last year. And for the most part, he was a pickup. if you're in a 12, a 14 team league this year, let alone a 10 team league, there's no reason you should be wasting a top three pick, a first, second, third round pick on a quarterback. Anthony, you got to back me up on this one.
This goes right back to commandment number two, sticking to your tiers. Quarterbacks can wait. Hey, right, someone's going to take Peyton Manning round two. We all know it's going to happen. And you know what you can do? Sit back and laugh at that guy. He's going to have an advantage every week at quarterback, sure, but he's going to be weak at running back and wide receiver and at his flex spot, and you can take an advantage of that. The difference between points and quarterbacks is a lot less than running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, every other position on the field.
And here's what people are going to say. But they score so many points. Peyton Manning had 55 touchdowns last year. He yarded over 400 points in my fantasy league, and he was the number one player. Yes, that's true. But when you compare him to a Philip Rivers, let's say their week-to-week differential was 50 points for the season. You break that down over 16 weeks, it's like 2 or 3 points. If you took Jamaal Charles and you compared him to a guy like Ray Rice, their week-to-week point differential is like 8 points difference week-to-week. That is where you win and you lose matchups. You can't talk about Peyton Manning being the number one player, number one scorer in all of fantasy football. Compare him to the guy that's ranked 10th or the guy that's ranked 11th, who, by the way, is Tom Brady and Matt Ryan on FFChamps.com. And then you compare LeSean McCoy to a guy like Ray Rice, and there's a huge, huge disparity in points scored. That's the difference. You can't compare Peyton Manning to Adrian Peterson. It doesn't work that way. Compare Peyton Manning to Philip Rivers. You compare Adrian Peterson to a guy like Ray Rice or D'Angelo Williams.
And we all know every quarterback's touching the ball every single play. Adrian Peterson's not getting the ball every play. And if you know he's going to get it 65% of the time, take him. Why would you pass that up for someone else who's going to... Sure, Peyton Manning's touching 100% of the time, but he's throwing it away. He's going to throw picks. He's going to fumble. He's going to get hit. You don't know what's going to happen. At least with Adrian Peterson, he's going to break off a 6-yard run every 2 or 3 games for you.
Yeah. Now, this goes back to commandment number one, know your scoring system. Because if you're in a 2-quarterback league, then all the rules fly out the window. If you're in a league where quarterbacks get, you know, a point for every completion or 5 points when they pass 100 yards or 200 yards throwing, well, you have to remember the know thy scoring system. So when it comes to commandment number five, you also have to keep commandment number one in mind. Otherwise, you could be just tricking yourself. All right, let's move over to commandment number six, one of my favorites, actually. Commandment number six.
Number six, thou shalt covet thy stud wide receiver.
By far, my most favorite position in all of sports is the wide receiver. You can call them divas. You can call them crybabies. You can say that they don't really get hit or they don't really play real football. I love wide receivers. It's my favorite position. It's my favorite position on offense to watch. I love watching wide receivers. And I love the diva factor. I love the entertainment factor. Give me Chad Johnson. Give me Terrell Owens. All day, I'll watch them. I'll laugh. I think it's part of the NFL. So I love wide receivers. So why do we want to covet thy stud wide receiver? It's simple. They score points. They're consistent. Anthony, the way the rules are in the NFL right now, they're basically begging defenders not to even go near the offensive players just because they want to have more points on the board. So you have to love your stud wide receivers.
Oh, yeah. If a cornerback coughs on a guy wrong, he's going to get a flag nowadays. So some people complain, you know, oh, it's not football. But for us fantasy guys, we love it. We like the fact that you can't crash someone and coming across the middle anymore and break their spleen. You don't want that. If you draft Demaryius Thomas early, you don't want to worry about him saying, uh-oh, he's going to go across the middle and, you know, be out for 4 games.
Right.
Stud wide receivers, they can make or break a team. They really can. So if you're drafting in a first round towards the back end and those top two and a half tiers of running backs are gone, don't be scared to take a top wide receiver because they're going to be a stud for your team and they can carry you just like a McCoy or a Jamaal Charles can.
And you know what? You hit the nail on the head there, Ant, because stud receivers nowadays, they're more consistent than the running backs. The stability is there. If you look about the running back position over the last couple of years, I think the last time a running back finished number one in fantasy football in back-to-back years, it was LaDainian Tomlinson back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he was putting up a lot of points then. That was a 40-touchdown season, so that was
I'm just saying, the stability isn't there for the running backs anymore, but it is there for the wide receivers. You know Calvin Johnson's finishing in the top five. You know Demaryius Thomas is finishing in the top five. Last year, people had Doug Martin as a number two overall, and he got hurt, and, you know, that was a wasted pick. Same thing with a Trent Richardson, major bust last year. But the wide receivers that were in the top 10, for the most part, they all finished in the top 10. So there's a lot of stability with the wide receiver position. We'll be talking about that kind of strategy, when you should target wide receivers in your draft. If you have maybe a 6th through 10 or 6th through 12th pick, give us a call, 855-728-7500. We'll guide you in the direction that we think you should go. All right, let's move to the next commandment. It's commandment number 7.
Number 7, thou must draft key players back up.
What's this one mean? This one's easy. This one's the handcuff theory, right?
Correct.
If you draft Jamal Charles, you want Nile Davis. If you draft LeSean McCoy, you want to handcuff him to Chris Polk or Darren Sproles. Basically, if any of these running backs go down, you'll want their backups because that's who's going to come into action. We saw it last year with Doug Martin. We saw it last year in the playoffs when Jamal Charles went down for the Chiefs against the Colts. Nile Davis came in and had a terrific game. This theory doesn't really apply to any other position. It's pretty much just for running backs, right?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, your number two wide receivers and number three, they're going to be drafted all over the place, so you can't focus on that so much. But one of my favorite things to do in my drafts is to vulture backup running backs from somebody else. It is the most fun thing to do, because when you turn around and look at somebody and you see the look on their face when they're like, I was just going to take him. Sorry, you got to know what you're doing. I'm faster, I'm better, and I'm going to win.
And you know what? That's excellent trade bait, too, because now you're getting a player that's valuable to someone else's team, and maybe some point in the season they're going to want to trade with you. So that's actually a really good strategy.
Exactly.
Draft your own handcuffs, and, hey, draft some other people's handcuffs as well.
Can't hurt.
All right, let's move over to commandment number 8.
Number 8, thou shalt not draft two studs from the same team.
You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. What happens if you draft three Broncos and Peyton Manning gets hurt this year? Last year, I drafted Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Julio Jones got hurt. Matt Ryan's stats went to the crapper. So you don't want to draft two studs from the same team. I guess there's some exceptions. If you have Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas, yeah. It doesn't apply to quarterback and wide receivers, but it does apply if you're like stacking up on one team. Like if you draft, I don't know, Demaryius Thomas, Monte Ball, Julius Thomas, and somehow you get Peyton in there too, that's probably going a little bit overboard. And when their bye weeks come about or if there's an injury on the team, you don't want to stack all your eggs. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. It's better to spread your wealth a little bit. Diversify. Are you a stock market guy yet?
I am not, and I don't want to try to do that because losing money is not a good thing for me. But you're 100% right on that as well. Two studs from one team. Again, like you said, Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas, sure, he's going to throw him the ball. And if Peyton goes down, you can find another quarterback. But you don't want to stack up on three wide receivers from the same team. I mean, Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, great tandem last year. Is it going to happen again? Odds are no.
Right. Right. Good point. Let's move over to commandment number 9.
Number 9, thou shalt not draft a kicker or defense too early.
Okay, one of my biggest pet peeves, by far my biggest pet peeve, is when people ask me if they should take a quarterback in the first round, second round. My next biggest pet peeve is they ask me, oh, well, what kicker do you like? What defense should I target? I don't know, whatever one's there in the last round of your draft. Because that's the only time you should be worrying about your kicker or your defense, okay? Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs were a pickup for the most part. The same thing with the St. Louis Rams, the same thing with the New England Patriots. They were all pickups. They all finished in the top 10 in fantasy defense. Kickers are even harder to do projections for. You want to draft a kicker that's on a good team, that's on a good offense, that's going to get a lot of opportunity, but don't do it before the second last round of your draft. Kickers and defenses, it's a lock for me. Kicker in the, let's say I'm doing a 16-round draft, kickers in the 15th, defenses in the 16th. It's just not a big factor. It's not a difference maker. Do not draft the Seattle Seahawks defense in the 9th round. Don't draft the you're a big Patrick Peterson or Patrick Peterson, you're a big Patrick Willis fan, you want to take the San Francisco 49ers, you take him in the seventh round. It's a dumb move, it hurts your team, and it destroys your credibility.
It does. But the guy who starts that defense and or kicker run, you want to buy that guy a beer because everyone else follows suit soon enough. So while I'm stacking up on my bench positions, let the other 10 guys or 11 guys take defenses and kickers too early. I don't mind. But like you said, you're going to find a stud defense, probably two or three, every single year on the waivers. And if anyone out there has had a kicker on their squad the entire season, let me know. You're going to switch them four or five times, no matter what.
Totally. All right, and the last commandment is commandment number 10. This one, pretty much all the 1 through 9 are all pretty much during fantasy draft season. Commandment number 10 is the most important rule for in season. Let's hit commandment number 10.
Number 10, thou shalt start your studs.
How many times a year do we get people emailing us and they say, should I start Adrian Peterson against the Seattle Seahawks defense, or should I take a chance and put in, D'Angelo Williams against the Falcons? It happens all the time, and it drives me absolutely crazy. You didn't spend your second overall pick on Adrian Peterson to bench him because he's playing a tough defense. You always start your studs. I'm going to say this a million times this season. I say it every year because people, for some reason, they want to get cute with their fantasy rosters during the year, and I just have to remind them to start your studs, start your studs, start your studs. So commandment number 10 is always start your studs. It's going to be a theory. It's going to be a theme on this show all season long. You're going to get sick of me hearing it. I get sick of saying it. But some people still email with these crazy lineup questions, and it drives me crazy. So commandment number 10 is start your studs. You'll hear me say it a lot.
LeSean McCoy, Detroit Lions, last December, a lot of snow coming down. How many people sat LeSean McCoy thinking, he's not going to do anything? And then, you know, he just went off for 217 yards and a couple touchdowns. So valid point right there.
Excellent point, Anthony. What did he have that game? 217 yards, two touchdowns. He had one catch for 4 yards. That was good enough for, like, I don't know, 30 fantasy points or something like that.
It was his best week of the year in the snow when nobody thought anybody was going to do anything.
Oh, well, Peyton Manning, it's supposed to be really windy in Chicago. Should I start Jay Cutler today? Should I start Matt Forte? He might not be able to catch a lot of passes. Oh, my God. Give it up. You're getting too cute, all right? Let's keep it simple. Kiss it? Kiss it. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
It's very, very easy concept. Always start your studs. We have the stud list on ffchamps.com, so you don't have to get confused with who's a stud, who's not a stud. We make it very simple for you. But commandment number 10 is an important one once we get into the season, which, by the way, what is it, 35 days away?
Less than that.
What is it, 31?
I believe we got 4 weeks away from Thursday.
From the Thursday night game, which is the Packers and the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Have you looked at that first opening week schedule yet?
Opening week. You know what? Every single game is going to be intriguing because when you start the season, you don't know what's going to happen. Sure, you got training camp, but with less practices, less hitting, everyone takes a little while to warm up. So it makes it even more intriguing in the beginning of the season now, I believe.
There's some fantasy. I'm telling you, that week one, there's a lot of fantasy-friendly matchups. A lot of them. I don't want to get into it too much now, but there's like six or seven fantasy matchups that people, if it was like mid-season, people would be drooling over. Like
yeah,
the Broncos and the Colts? The Broncos and the Colts? Are you kidding me?
That's
great.
That's 40 points per quarterback right there.
Falcons and the Saints? I mean, these are phenomenal games. Packers and the Seahawks. Week one is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for the season to get started. I want to take a quick break, but also my man Warpig down in Delaware has been on the phone for quite some time. By the way, the number 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. We're going to go to Warpig down in Delaware. What's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. All right, my question for you is, my big league, I'm dropping down. I'm only going to be in three leagues this year. But the one league, it's our 25th year.
Wow. Whew.
And back to when we used to use the Sunday News Journal or the Monday Morning News Journal to get our scores. There was no internet.
Warpig, anyway, do me a favor and just turn down the computer volume.
Okay, it's off.
Okay, thanks, pal.
Okay. My thing here is I won my league last year, thanks to FF Champs. I have the 13th or the 12th pick. So I've done about 40 mock drafts already, and listening to you with number 6 on the commandments, should I take Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant?
How many people are in the league?
Yeah, that's right. It's a 12-team league.
Okay.
We changed it. You get 1 point every 10 yards this year, receiving and catching. But the rushing touchdowns are 7 points. Receiving touchdowns are 6 points.
You get a point per reception?
No point per reception.
All right, so your question is who you should be targeting with your first and second round pick. It's basically the same pick, right?
Correct, yes.
I mean, Anthony, listen, I think you and I are on the same page here where Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, and Calvin Johnson are our top three wide receivers.
Yes.
But in a PPR league, you can't go wrong with Brandon Marshall, A.J. Green, and Julio Jones. I think Warpig should go after one of those six guys, and he's going to get one of those six. You throw Jimmy Graham into that mix as well. Now you're talking about eight receivers or seven receivers in there that you should be targeting, and then maybe you're lucky if a Monte Ball falls to you because now he's getting that appendectomy. Maybe a Gio Bernard, you want to scoop him up because you know he's a catch machine. So in my opinion, I think you should go after one of those wide receivers and then try to target one of those pass-catching running backs that you get a lot of points for in a PPR league.
Okay.
Yeah, that 7 points per rushing touchdown is definitely something different. If you get one of those running backs in the top three, four tiers that drop to you, take a chance on him. You can't hurt you. But if you have a full list of wide receivers to choose from, go nuts. Take the top two of the top three, and you're going to love your team.
Let's take one more call before we hit the break. We got Jason in Connecticut. What's going on, Jake?
Yes. I was just wondering, what do you think about Rob Gronkowski actually getting in there and playing and not really getting hurt? Because, I mean, in the past, I mean, he's been getting hurt. He has a brace on his...
I couldn't really understand him. Nate, Zach, we got a problem with the phones or no?
No, it's all good here.
You think that was just his line?
Pretty sure. I'll check on it.
Jason in Connecticut, you can call us back, 855-728-7500. We're going to try to fix the phone lines real quick. Take a quick break. Coming back with our best teams in the NFL, the best offenses, top five best offenses, top five next great offenses, and the top five, their bottom five teams that you want to stay away from. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Wright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradioandpatriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com, presented by DraftKings. And Anthony, I got to take a quick minute here to mention DraftKings. They're our title sponsor for this year's fantasy show. And to be honest with you, daily fantasy sports in general, daily fantasy football more specifically, it's blowing up, and we're going to talk about it nonstop on this show. It's a lot of fun. It's very similar to what you do on draft day. You pick a squad, but it's only for 1 week, and it's instant gratification, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a quick way to make some money, and they have a really, really good offers for week one. I believe they're giving out $5 million in cash prizes just for week one. That's opening weekend. $5 million in total prizes for opening weekend. There's just a lot of different contests that you can get into. I know you and I, we both love the daily format. We love the traditional format too, but because you and I are kind of like, you know, in sync, and we're in the zone with fantasy all the time, we do well with the daily fantasy sports. And I'm here to tell you that we spent a lot of time this offseason to help our listeners win money playing daily fantasy football. We're going to have a lot of new technology, a lot of innovative stats, and the way we do our rankings at ffchamps.com. So if people want a free membership to FF Champs, all you have to do is go to ffchamps.com/pats. We made it simple for all you Patriot fans out there. It's ffchamps.com/pats, and you sign up that way by depositing through DraftKings, and you'll get a free FF Champs membership. You'll also be eligible to play in a $100,000 contest for free. So any of you first-time depositors out there, ffchamps.com/pats, you get into a free entry into a $100,000 contest. And, Anthony, the last couple of years, you know, Kevin and I, we were always trying to find out ways to be more interactive with the audience, to really play in leagues against the audience. Because you think about it, it's a lot of fun. We'd be able to talk trash to each other throughout the year. If people beat me, great. I have, a little bit more confidence that I'd be beating most of the listeners, but it's fun either way. And Kevin and I we couldn't ever figure out a feasible way to include, 60,000 people in one league. With DraftKings, we can do that. We can have a 1 week tournament for all our listeners. So it's going to be a lot of fun. ffchamps.com/pats. You'll get the free membership. You'll be able to play against us, in fantasy football leagues, and we'll have a lot of fun all through the year.
So if they beat us using our system, it just proves it works. That's all.
The main thing is, we'll have a couple people emailed in already. They won like tens of thousands of dollars last year. based off our rankings, our advice, and their own intuition. So it's not rocket science. It's an easy formula. If you listen to the show, if you're a member of FF Champs, if you know fantasy football, it's a really fun way to play fantasy sports. You don't have to worry about people getting injured. You don't have to worry about someone not playing. You pick a new lineup every week, or you don't. That's the beauty of it. If you don't want to play one week, you don't have to. But it's a weekly thing, and it's a lot of fun, and you can win a lot of money. So ffchamps.com/Pats, you get your free offer. It's going to be a big part of what this show is about this year. All right, let's go back to Jason in Connecticut. I promised that we'd take his phone call. Sorry about that, Jason. We couldn't hear you before. What's going on, brother?
It's okay. I guess it was like my phone on my side. Yeah, I was just wondering about the Gronk. You know, he has the brace on his arm and on his leg, and I found out that he didn't travel with the team to, I think, Virginia. I think is where they went. The brace with the Redskins.
Yes.
I guess he didn't go with them. So I don't know what's going on with him. Do you think he's nervous about getting in there and actually playing? And do you think he's actually be playing a couple more games and not getting hurt? And then I have one other thing too, Mellett. Do you think they might put him in as a starter
over Tom Brady?
Well, not maybe in the first couple of games, but maybe like in the mid-season. You think they'll probably try to throw him in there?
Hold on, Jason. Jason, do me a favor, buddy. You have to turn down the volume on your computer because we're getting some crazy feedback here. I think I got your two questions. One is, what's going on with Rob Gronkowski? Why didn't he travel with the team? They're down there with the Washington Redskins, and Gronk's not there. It's plain and simple. It's the preseason. It's only the first preseason game. They weren't going to put him in the lineup this week, so why make him take the trip? Let him rest. Let him rehab while he's at home and comfortable. He's been practicing with the team in training camp. Anthony, we've seen him doing cuts. We've seen him catching passes from Tom Brady. So we know that he's getting acclimated to running again, taking hits, but he's just not going to go down and sit on the sidelines. That doesn't make any sense. I think it was a wise move for the Pats to leave Gronk at home.
Yeah, he's just resting up. You know he's going to be okay. He's got a great rapport with Tom Brady. So that's not going to be an issue. He's going to get back on the field, and it's going to look like he's not missing a beat. So that's not going to be a problem. Let him rest preseason. He's not new. He knows what he's doing. Let him take his time and just come back. So week one, he can come up and be the monster he's been the past couple of years.
Now, Jason's second question was a little puzzling to me. I think I understood it. I wasn't sure if he was talking about the preseason, so I tried to make him clarify, but he said no. By midseason, do you think Ryan Mallett will be starting for the Patriots? Absolutely not. Why would the Patriots take out a three-time Super Bowl winner, a league MVP, the face of the franchise, and put in Ryan Mallett, who's still unproven at this point in his career?
Yeah, if Tom Brady's not playing, something bad has happened.
Right, so. Exactly. There's problems in paradise.
Yeah, you don't want to worry about Tom Brady not being in, because if that happens, don't worry about fantasy football stats from the Patriots at that point. It's going to be a tough, tough season in New England.
Yeah, I didn't understand what Jason was trying to get at with that question, but Ryan Mallett, sure, maybe he's good for the franchise. There were some talks about him in the offseason possibly getting traded to the Houston Texans, where Bill O'Brien is now the head coach. That never happened, so it looks like Ryan Mallett is here to stay as Tom Brady's backup. They also drafted Zach Banner,
Jimmy Garoppolo,
right?
I believe.
Jimmy Garoppolo, right, Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo, correct. We'll see what happens. I mean, Belichick, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's won a couple, so I guess we can't say he doesn't know what's going on.
All right, so here we are, Fantasy Football Champs, Bill Enright, Anthony Grace on Patriots.com Radio. It is Tuesday, August 5th, okay? Now, it's Fantasy Football Draft prep season, but I don't say it's Fantasy Football Draft season just yet. I always advise all our members, all our listeners, to wait until after that third week of preseason. And there was a guy that emailed me June, I don't know, it was like 20th or 21st. I have a draft next week. Why aren't your rankings done yet?
Why are you drafting?
Why? I immediately responded. I said, you know, I appreciate your enthusiasm. It's great to see you want to start checking out our rankings. We have top 50 players at each position ranked already, but why are you drafting next week? Stuff happens in the preseason. Kendall Hunter tore his ACL. Vic Ballard tore his Achilles. David Wilson broke his neck. He's on the IR. Stuff happens in the preseason, in training camp, that you don't want to deal with those headaches. Why would you put yourself through that? Wait until after the third week of the preseason, because by the fourth preseason game, none of the starters play anyway. You with me there?
Right.
So I always say wait until after the third week of the preseason. That's August 25th. And at that time, that's when you should be drafting. I think I have like five or six drafts that Monday, starting that Monday. August 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. Then it's Labor Day weekend. And then you got two or three days because the season starts on September 4th.
We might need to add an 11th commandment when to draft your team, because, like you said, if you draft too early, something bad is going to happen.
Commandment number 11, thou shalt draft after the third preseason game.
At least, as close as you can. I mean, any draft I do, if it's, you know, any time within 2 weeks before the season starts, I'm in. But if it's outside of that, I'm not taking the chance. I just don't want to take the chance that one of my studs, my first or second round pick, is going to get hurt. Like you said, people go down in the preseason. Kiko Alonso is running on a treadmill. Wasn't even in the preseason. The guy tears his ACL apart. So yep. You just never know what's going to happen. Someone could walk down the street and get hit by a bus. You don't know.
All right, 855-728-7500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. I think we should take some emails, though, because they're starting to stack up. webradio@patriots.com. Anthony, do you have the first email of the day?
All right, let's see what we got here. We got an email here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Actually, if you got it, that'd be good. Mine is not.
It's from Bodog, my man Nick, who's an FF Champs member and also a big winner last year at DraftKings.com. I think he made it to the player championship where the winner got $1 million. Nick didn't win $1 million, but I think he won, I don't know, a couple grand, 10 grand maybe, or something like that.
Still,
all right, so anyway, Nick asks, I had Jamal Charles and Marshawn Lynch, but can't use as keepers as they were both first-round picks, and we can't use first-rounders as keepers. Okay, so he's in a keeper league. He had Jamal Charles and Lynch last year. I can also bypass my keepers and keep his draft picks. He likes Carson and Vereen, especially in full-point PPR, but I'm just not sure about the picks I have to give up for them. We don't know what picks you have to go up for. Have a couple of weeks before I have to decide, but I thought I'd get your thoughts and then see how the preseason rolls out. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks, and I look forward to a fun season. Okay, so here's all his picks. He says, hi, boys, great to have you back. 12-team, full-point PPR, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, 15 rounds of drafting. All right, so here, Anthony, he's in a keeper league. Here's the following options. Pierre Garçon in the 5th, Shane Vereen in the 6th, Percy Harvin in the 14th, Gates in the 6th, RG3 in the 8th, Tavon Austin in the 11th, Phillip Rivers in the 10th. Of those guys, he gets to keep two of them.
Well, I love Shane Vereen, especially PPR. Look what he did last year. I think he snagged 60 balls in 8 games.
Sixth round, great value.
Yeah, definitely great value. And who was that in the 14th again? I'm sorry.
The 14th was Percy.
He's an injury risk, but giving up a 14th round pick for the potential of what, look what he did in the Super Bowl. I mean, he lit the team up. And if he can stay healthy, even if he plays 10 games for you, a 14th round pick is well worth Percy Harvin.
What about Garçon in the 5th, though?
Pierre Garçon. Now, with DeSean Jackson coming down there, a lot of people might be scared of that, but I think it's only going to help him. Jackson's going to be a deep threat, and Garçon, he's not a deep threat like DeSean Jackson. He's going to get his quick little bubble screens and hitches, and he's going to run with it. So last year, he was one of only 3 receivers of all time to catch 5 passes in every single game. And don't be shocked if he catches passes like that again. He's going to be in line for over 100 receptions once again this year.
Now listen, he had 175 targets last year. He caught 107 passes. Is he going to get 175 targets again? Probably not. You think about the Redskins receivers from a year ago, compare him this year to DeSean Jackson and Jordan Reed back in action. His targets are going to go down a little bit. But I think you're right. I still think he's their possession guy. I still think he's their wide receiver number one, because like you said, DeSean Jackson's a deep threat. So I'm going with Garçon and Vereen over Percy Harvin.
Can't go wrong either way. Well, 2 of those 3, you're going to have a great team to start off.
All right, we have another keeper question. This one is from Brent L. He says, hey, guys, love the site. Use it the last couple of years. I'm in 2 leagues. First one is a 10-team PPR with 2 keepers. Which 2 would you keep from these guys? All right, Joik Bell. That would replace his last pick. Nice. Alshon Jeffrey, that would replace his last pick. That one's a no-brainer. Man. He's locked and loaded. Yep. Lamar Miller, 5th round. DeAndre Hopkins, 11th round. Seattle Seahawks, 12th round.
Well, we talked about the defense situation, so give them up. You can get a defense. You probably get them again. Just don't worry about that if you like the Seahawks defense. But Alshon Jeffrey for a last-round pick.
I don't even know why
you have to ask that question. You should know. Alshon Jeffrey for a last-round pick is definitely yes.
Now that since he's taken Alshon with the last round, does that mean he can't keep Joik Bell with the last round either?
You know, even if it takes Joik and you get your second to last round pick taken away, it's going to be the same concept.
Yeah.
You know, just take it. He's going to touch the ball just as much as he did last year. I mean, him and Reggie Bush are splitting carries. There's no clear cut. This guy's number one. This guy's number two. They're both on the field, almost splitting time in half. So almost a starting running back for a last round pick, and same thing with Alshon Jeffrey. Do it.
Now let's just assume that he can't keep two last round picks, Joik Bell and Alshon Jeffrey. He's keeping Jeffrey, and then let's just give him a devil's advocate pick here. Lamar Miller or DeAndre Hopkins. Miller in the 5th or Hopkins, D Hop, Nuke, or in the 11th.
DeAndre Hopkins. That's not even a question. Lamar Miller, again, with no Sean's, you know, being overweight, not getting on the field, whatever he's doing down in Miami now they got down there. Lamar Miller in the 5th is still too early for me. DeAndre Hopkins, you know, Andre Johnson's another year older. Even though he's reporting to camp, he's another year older. He's injury prone. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be the man down there anytime now. So DeAndre Hopkins in the 11th, definitely.
All right, second keeper question from our guy, Brent, 12-team PPR league. He only gets to keep one of these guys, Anthony.
All right.
Le'Veon Bell in the 7th. Julius Thomas in the 15th, or Nick Foles in the last round?
Man, that is tough.
That's a tough one. Listen, it's tough. All players are good, but the answer is Le'Veon Bell in the 7th round.
Yeah, you can't get much more value than Le'Veon Bell in the 7th round. I mean, he's going to be a early second round pick this year, maybe first round in some leagues. So
you
can't go wrong that way. Le'Veon Bell's your best pick.
And then here's what that does. That opens him up. He has a running back one on the squad. That opens him up so he can take Julius Thomas at the end of the 2nd, early 3rd round. He can maybe get a Nick Foles in their 5th or 6th round because he already has that stud running back on his squad.
Yeah, Nick Foles is going to – he looks to have another good year with Chip Kelly there. But, again, quarterback. Wait on a quarterback. You're going to get Nick Foles again in round 6 or 7 this year if you wait on him. So take the best value, Le'Veon Bell. Do it.
Okay, next email is, it's from Brandon G. He says, hey, guys, glad to have you back. I'm in a third year, 14-year. Wow, 14 years, God bless. The other guy was 25 years. PPR Dynasty League, and I thought I was looking good until Josh Gordon got suspended. I've heard so many Dynasty League people complain about Josh Gordon. Last year, you're thinking, oh, my God, I have the next Calvin Johnson, and he's only 21 years old. This year, you're thinking, oh, my God, I have the next, you know, Justin Blackman. Just wondering what I should do for Josh Gordon. The best offer is a second-round draft pick in next year's rookie draft. Oh, God, no way. Probably better keep him at this point. I'm also wondering if there are any players you would consider trading right now on my roster. Well, listen, you're not trading Josh Gordon for a second-round pick in next year's rookie class because he'll be back by that time.
Yep.
If you're worried about getting next year's rookie, you might as well just keep Josh Gordon because both players are not coming back until 2015. So do not trade Josh Gordon. He wants to know if any players we should consider trading. Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger are his two quarterbacks. He should probably target a quarterback in his rookie draft this year. You're not going to get much trade value from Big Ben or Joe Wacko Flacco, but you should target a rookie quarterback in this year's draft only because I'm not seeing Big Ben and Joe Flacco putting up crazy numbers in fantasy.
Yeah, they're consistent, but they're not consistently elite.
Right. Next email is from our boy, TDT Frank. He goes, hey, Bill and Ant, I've only started reacquainting myself with football for a couple of days and just looked over your general player rankings. So forgive me if any of the below come off as total stupid or ignorant. Don't worry, TDT. You know I will call you out if any of them do. So, quarterbacks, why is Kaepernick so high? Anthony, we have Colin Kaepernick. Hold on, let me pull up my standard scoring league here. We have Colin Kaepernick ranked as our 9th ranked quarterback. Do you think that's too high or too low?
I think Colin Kaepernick being in that 9 to 12 range is a perfect spot for him. He's got a lot of weapons, on offense. He's got Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Anquan Boldin. The guy just does it all the time. I mean, I don't know how old he is, but he can do it forever, apparently. He's got a lot of young running backs in the backfield. If Frank Gore stays healthy, he's a workhorse. He's going to take some pressure off of Cap, and Cap's got legs. The running quarterbacks are going to get you points, and Colin Kaepernick can do that.
Here's what I have Colin Kaepernick projected for. Let me know if you think this is too high. 3,935 yards, 26 touchdowns, 500 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns, 3 games with over 300 yards passing. It's not crazy passing stats.
No,
3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns. That's not crazy passing stats. But what makes up for it is his rushing ability. He's going to get those 5 touchdowns. He's going to get over 500 rushing yards. So Colin Kaepernick is a guy, he says, why isn't Jay Cutler, Brady, or Philip Rivers higher than him? It's because those guys don't run. Okay? Kaepernick's passing stats? I'm going to compare Colin Kaepernick to Jay Cutler, what I have projected. I have Jay Cutler projected for 4,500 passing yards and 28 touchdowns. I have Colin Kaepernick projected for 3,900 passing yards and 26 touchdowns. That's, let's call it, like 600 yards less and 2 touchdowns less passing.
Right.
But the rushing stats, that's what makes up the big difference. We've seen it with a guy like Andrew Luck, with RG3, with Mike Vick in his heyday, with Randall Cunningham, you know, in the 90s. Players like that, they made a difference with their rushing ability, and that's why they get more fantasy points.
Yeah, and again, look at what we said before about the difference in games. With those projections, Cap's only 2 points away per game from Jay Cutler. Really not that big of a deal. You know Cap's going to have games where he's going to rush for 80 to 90, 100-plus yards potentially. He's got that potential, and he can do it, and he will do it at some point.
He says, wide receivers, I think tier 1 is too generous. Tier 2 should be 4 through 10. I have no idea what that means.
I can't tell you either. I'm sorry.
Wide receivers, I think tier 1 is too generous. Right now in tier 1, we have Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Calvin Johnson in our tier 1. He says, yeah, I think tier 2 should be 4 through 10. Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, and Calvin Johnson in that order. Yes, we have Demaryius Thomas as our number one wide receiver. Don't flip out on me. Calvin Johnson wasn't the number one wide receiver last year. So please do not hit me up on Twitter telling me that I'm crazy that we don't have Megatron number one. He wasn't number one last year. It was Josh Gordon. Number two is Demaryius Thomas. Number one on our projections this year is Demaryius. Number two is Dez Bryant. Number three is Calvin. But then we got Marshall, AJ Green, Julio Jones, 4, 5, 6. That's tier two. And then Antonio Brown, Pierre Garçon, Jordy Nelson, Alshon Jeffrey make up 7 through 10. That's tier three. So I don't know what TDT is talking about there.
And you know, Calvin Johnson, as great as he is, he keeps getting older. And as players get older, they got to cycle down a little bit. Demaryius Thomas, younger, he's got Peyton Manning. I mean, Matthew Stafford throws the ball 700 times a year, which is great. But now that Detroit picked up Golden Tate,
yep,
they got Eric Ebron in,
yep,
the draft, they got guys that catch the balls. Calvin Johnson doesn't have to do everything like he had to the last,
yep,
7 years.
All great points. All right, next emailer. Is Devin from San Francisco. Hello, guys. It's great to have you back on the air, as it means football is right around the corner. Yes, it does. I have an interesting question for you, which I asked last year as well. Okay. I play in a league that is just starting as a dynasty league. One interesting rule is that where you finished in the league last year determines where you get to pick your draft this year. So he finished fourth last year. Basically, he finished fourth last year. He's the fourth person that gets to pick his draft spot. Picks one, two, and three are all gone. It's a 14-team league. Where do you think our boy Devin from San Francisco should pick?
You know, that's tough. That fourth spot is really where you're going to start debating. Do you want to take a Matt Forte, Eddie Lacy,
right,
kind of player, or do you want to start taking potentially one of these top receivers off the board? That's a tough spot.
I think in a 14-team league, you want to be in the middle.
Yeah, I 100% agree. That way you can grab best available. And,
right,
you know, coming back, you're not going to have to wait as long. If you go 7 or 8, you're going to have a pick that's 3 or 4 slots ahead of the second round, and that,
right,
that could be the difference. That could be the difference.
You know, if it was a 10-team league and he was like, well, I don't want the 5th pick, that's just in the middle, I would say, you know what, take 10. You get the first two, you get two top 11 picks, 10 and 11, boom,
yep,
done. But in a 14-team league, it's a little different. You might be waiting on that tight end, and all of a sudden it's a run, and you have a late pick, and you just you know, you have to wait too many picks. So I would go right in that 7 or 8 spot and, you know, take best available, like you said, in the middle of every single round. You can't go wrong, I think, in a 14-team league, right smack in the middle.
Yep. Agreed.
All right, next email. Oh, boy, a lot of emails are coming in. People love to email this show. It's crazy. Webradio at patriots.com, 855-728-7500. We got an email. Oh, boy. Let's see. That one's from someone from the UK. Subject, ooh. UK. Okay, United Kingdom. Hey, guys. So glad you're back on Patriots Radio. I am in England, not New England. You know, the motherland.
England. Old England.
England. Old England, yeah. I'm in England and listen to you religiously, and with your help in 3 leagues last year, I made all 3 finals and won 2 of them. Congratulations, Simon.
Awesome.
That
awesome.
Is awesome. This year, I want to go a step further, so I wondered, can I become a member of FFChamps.com from England? Of course you can. If so, let me know, and I'll be signed up very soon. Once again, great show. Keep up the great work. Go Pats. F the Jets. Simon from Thetford, UK. Simon, it's very simple, buddy. We have a great offer for our Patriots listeners, ffchamps.com/Pats. It's so simple, ffchamps.com/Pats. You get a free membership at ffchamps.com. All you have to do is deposit $25 to our partners, to our sponsors at DraftKings.com. It's actually a $5 savings. If you were just to sign up through FFChamps on its own, you're saving, it's $29.95. Regular price is $59.95. We're doing a discount right now for all Patriots listeners. It's $29.95. But if you go to ffchamps.com/Pats, ffchamps.com/Pats, it's actually $5 less. It's only $25.
Can't beat that deal.
So that was Simon in the UK, who, by the way, I did not pay for him to write that email. I think Kevin Collins can confirm that. That one came in on its own. Let's hit the phone lines. We got my boy Mike in New York. What's going on, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, brother. What's going on?
Not much. You know, I'm getting ready for my draft in a couple weeks. It's a pretty straightforward 12-team PPR snake draft. And I got the 8th pick. And I guess my concern there is, you know, I don't think any of the real top running backs are going to be left for me. And I guess I don't know at that point if I should take a big wide receiver like a Dez Bryant or, you know, Brandon Marshall, one of those type guys, or if I should just go for maybe a solid running back that's left. You know, I'm thinking the best I'm going to get at 8 because I know the guys I drafted pretty well and they're all going to pick off running backs.
Right.
Is I'm going to maybe get like a Gio Bernard or something like that. And I don't know. I guess my concern is I don't want to be, you know, if I don't take a running back there and I wait for the second, there's really going to be no one left at running back by the time it comes back around. But I also don't want to have a roster without any, you know, big names on the list.
Mike, how many people in the league?
12.
All right. I'm in a similar spot as you. I'm in an eighth pick, 12-team league, and I'm thinking that if you really know the people in your draft, you kind of know what they're going to do. I'm thinking of going that wide receiver with my 8th overall pick. I'm going to take Demaryius Thomas if he's there, and then I'm going to come back with a guy you mentioned, Giovanni Bernard, because I think Gio is a player that can get to us in that second round. I also think Le'Veon Bell is a guy that can get to us. Doug Martin's a guy that can get to us. I'm excited about some of those players in the second round and getting that wide receiver that you want. That's the benefit of taking the wide receiver early. You don't have to wait for those guys to go 9, 10, 11, and then back around in the second round, and then they determine which wide receiver you get. If you don't really have a strong opinion on one of those running backs, but you really love Brandon Marshall, or you really love Dez or Demaryius or Calvin, you can go out, be a little aggressive. This way, you set the tone for the draft. You get that wide receiver you want, and then maybe you'll get that running back that you were thinking about in the first round, but people were a little bit too scared to take, and then you get him in the second round. That's the kind of position that I'm going in. I want to set the tone for my draft. If you don't have a first, second, or third round pick this year, first, second, or third overall pick this year, I love anything after 7, because that's the strategy I'm going with. I'm setting the tone by taking the receiver that I want, and then I'm banking on Giovanni Bernard, Le'Veon Bell being there, maybe even a guy like Monte Ball. I think Monte Ball is going to start slipping a little bit now that he had this appendectomy. Anthony, you know I'm really high on him this year. So as soon as this news came out, my eyes kind of lit up a little bit, because in all my drafts I have late first round, so I'm hoping that Monte Ball starts to slip.
He's someone that's definitely going to start slipping after that news came out. But again, if you can get a great wide receiver, even if you go two great wide receivers back-to-back, you're going to have such an advantage at that position. Someone's going to look and say, oh, Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant I go up against this week. I mean, it's formidable. It's the same thing as doing LeSean McCoy and Andre Johnson to start. You're going to have two stud players, and people are going to look at you, and they're going to be scared.
Mike, here's the thing, buddy. For the first time in a long time, I actually think running backs are kind of deep. So, if, like Anthony said, if you want to go Dez and Demaryius, or if you want to go Calvin and Marshall, someone like that, and then all of a sudden in the third round you're picking Andre Ellington, maybe you take a flyer on Trent Richardson or a Marshawn Lynch or a Shane Vereen, I think running backs are deep this year. Especially in a PPR.
My concern with running backs is starting to be is I feel like the running back by committee is becoming more and more prevalent with teams, even with great running backs, because they don't want their stud running back getting hurt.
100%. 100%. Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson, very few workhorse running backs left in the league.
Yeah, you're not going to get many of those anymore. So if you can get two stud receivers and you get, you know, like we said, an Alfred Morris or a Zach Stacy third round, they're still going to get a lot of touches and they're still going to get in the end zone for you. So don't be scared to take a couple of receivers.
Even a guy like LeSean McCoy is not a true workhorse running back anymore. They brought in Darren Sproles to come in on third down. It's very, very – you hit it on the head. It's very rare to see that nowadays.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for the help, though.
All right, Mike. Take care, buddy.
Take it easy.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break here. I promise we're going to dive deeper into commandment number two and commandment number three. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Guys from Fantasy Football Champs help you finish first in your league. Got a question about your lineup this week? Give Bill and Anthony a call at 855-PATS-500 or email your question to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the FF Champs.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right here on patriots.com radio. Bill and Ant hanging out with you for about another hour, taking your emails, taking your phone calls. I mentioned we're going to get back into the top, commitment number three, commitment number four, avoid bad, players from bad teams and target players on the next great offenses. But to be honest with you, the emails, they're coming in fast. They're coming furious.
Man. People want the info.
I don't want to wait until the end of the show just to rush through all these emails. I'd rather take my time with them. A couple people just emailing in. My man Josh B. What's up, guys? Josh from Stratford, Connecticut. I think Josh is the one that nicknamed us the Truth last year.
The Truth?
You know, Paul Pierce for the Celtics was named the Truth for quite some time. And last year, Josh emailed us, and I think he, won, four matchups in a row or won his league or something. And he just emailed us, something plain and simple, you guys are the Truth. And it just stuck. And now he always calls it the Truth. So,
hey,
what's up, guys?
Won more Josh championships. So,
Josh from Stratford, Connecticut. Finally, the best show for fantasy football hits the airwaves again. Just wanted to say, Bill, and here it is. Just wanted to say, Bill, aka the Truth, got me to subscribe today, and I couldn't be happier. The site is effing amazing. He literally wrote effing, not bad word. EFF amazing, full of good info, and I love the draft kit. Look forward to the season and dominating the league. Now, Josh was a guy. He knows from previous years on listening to the show that we know what we're doing, but he never subscribed to the site. So today he was like, I'd love to see where you guys have ranked Doug Martin. I'm like, dude, just check out the rankings. He's like, how do I do that? So I guess I've been doing a bad job explaining how to get a membership over the years, because this is a guy, probably one of our biggest advocates, and he wanted something so simple. He just wanted to find out where Doug Martin was ranked, which is 11th, by the way. But I was just like, dude, just, check out the site, go to the rankings. He's like, how do I do that? He had no idea. It was just funny. But
listen, now that you know, spread the word. Tell everybody.
That's right. So he's a member now. The draft kit is awesome. I mean, all I do, and not like, my fiance goes to sleep at 10 o'clock, 10:30. I'm on my iPad just doing mock drafts, and I have champs all day. That's all I do all night, just nonstop. Yep. Next emailer is from Brendan from Lancaster, PA. He says, "Hey guys, welcome back. I love the show, and over to you guys for getting me into the playoffs last year for the first time ever. Ooh, a playoff virgin. All right.
Nice.
This year, I hope to win. So let me just ask you a quick question. I'm in a 10-team league, three keeper, full point PPR." I draft third overall, and I'm wondering if I should draft Eddie Lacy or Doug Martin with my first pick. The first two spots will most likely pick Adrian Peterson and Jamal Charles. My keepers are Matt Forte in the second, Rob Gronk in the sixth, and Gio Bernard in the eighth. I love his running backs. In a PPR league, can you get any better than Forte and Gio?
No.
No, I don't.
You can't. It's one word answer. No, you can't.
We lose the draft pick the following year of the player we kept, so I don't have a second or sixth or eighth pick this year. Who cares? That's fine. You're still getting Forte, Gio, and Gronk. Your thoughts? Thanks, guys. Brandon from Lancaster, PA. Go Pats.
I like Eddie Lacy in this spot you're at there, Brandon. I like Eddie Lacy a lot. We just talked about how there's a lot of running back by committees, not a lot of guys who are going to tote the rock a lot. Eddie Lacy is one of those guys who's going to get a majority of the touches for his team. So you already got Gio Bernard. You already got Matt Forte. Two guys are going to catch the ball a lot. I would take Eddie Lacy over Doug Martin in the spot you're in right now.
I would too take Eddie Lacy over Doug Martin. But he didn't mention McCoy. I'm guessing McCoy's being kept.
I feel like that's spoken for. I mean, if he's sitting there, obviously that's a no-brainer. But, I mean, you know, if McCoy is there, you better take him.
Now, with the fact that he already has Gio and Forte, are we neglecting the fact that he already has two stud running backs and maybe he should just grab a wide receiver?
Well, you can play, what does he say? He's got two running back positions and a flex where he can play a running back. So
you think he should just load up on the running backs? Boom, he has his starters every week.
You got it. And he's missing a second round pick, so he's going to get a third and a fourth round pick. There's still going to be, there's more value at wide receiver at that point, I feel like, where you can get a Mike Wallace, a Torrey Smith, Eric Decker, someone like that. It's not the best number one you can have, but going in with three of the top 10 running backs is going to help every single week.
Right. So maybe he takes a Roddy White in the third round since he doesn't have a second. That becomes his first wide receiver, but he can load up on wide receiver in the next three or four picks because drafting a Roddy White or Larry Fitz in the third is a lot better than reaching on a Ray Rice as your second running back.
Definitely. No question
asked. Right. He has a little PS here. Also, if you'd like answering, should I accept this pre-draft trade? My first third overall pick, third and tenth pick for their first fifth overall, Andre Johnson, who he would lose, and their sixth. All right, so let me break this down a little bit better. He's giving up his third overall pick. All right, hold on.
Looks like a first round, a third round, and a tenth round
there,
pick.
There it is. See, listen, Anthony, you're going to quickly learn that I'm terrible at math. I'm great at stats.
That's why I'm
awful
here.
At math. And I'm a little bit dyslexic. So let's go over this again. He's giving up his first, which is the third overall.
Correct.
His third round pick and his tenth round pick.
Right.
In exchange for this other guy's first round pick, which is fifth overall, dropping down two spots.
Right.
Andre Johnson. So he's losing his third round pick. And this guy's sixth round pick. So the sixth round is obviously an upgrade over the 10th.
Right.
Is whoever he's going to get in the third round better than Andre Johnson?
They're going to be right on par with him.
Right. Again, like he might be able to get Andre Johnson there.
Right.
If this guy wasn't being kept.
Right. You can get someone like that. I mean, maybe he can get a Vincent Jackson there, and I like Vincent Jackson better than Andre Johnson. Again, Andre Johnson is getting old. He wanted to hold out. Yeah. He's going to learn a new system with Bill O'Brien now.
Yep.
It's going to be tougher for him than picking up someone like a Vincent Jackson or even a Larry Fitzgerald, who, again, slowly on the decline, but he's still on an offense that is more dynamic than the Houston right now.
All right, so we're not that high on Andre Johnson. I think I'd rather have him use our rankings, use his own belief on who he should draft in that third round instead of being locked into Andre Johnson. And then he's losing, you know, two spots in that first round pick. I don't do that trade.
No. Again, Eddie Lacy's definitely going to be gone, and we don't know who the other keepers are in this league, so
right.
You might be working with a lot less than you would be with two picks higher.
Let's go. Next question is from Chris. Where's Chris from? Chris from Auburn, California. It's always crazy to see where these people are emailing from. We have California. We have the United Kingdom.
All over the world, baby. All over the world.
We're going to get who were some of the other ones from last year? I think it was Qatar or Qatar. Like, just crazy, random places. Patriots Nation is global. All right, so we are going to Auburn, California, where Chris is asking a question. Okay, guys, I have a fantasy question. We had our draft. Oh,
man.
Chris, what are you doing? Why did you draft already? No! We had our draft, and this is my team, non-PPR league. Breeze and Brady, well, I know his running backs are going to suck because he drafted Breeze in the first round. You got DeMarco Murray, Doug Martin, CJ Spiller, Toby Gerhardt, Stephen Ridley, Devontae Freeman, love the rookie for the Falcons, Terrence West, love the rookie for the Browns, and Fred Jackson. Wide receivers, Dez Bryant, DeSean Jackson, Dwayne Bowe, Michael Floyd, Danny Amendola, Kendall Wright, T.Y. Hilton. His defense is, or his tight end is Pitta. Let's give him a grade. All right. Despite him drafting Breeze, his running backs actually aren't that bad.
His wide receivers look good, too.
And his wide receivers look good, too, if he only starts two of them.
Right. Right.
If he starts three, D-Jax and T.Y. Hilton become interchangeable. Kendall Wright is not good in a non-PPR.
Correct.
So really his starters to me are Dez Bryant and Michael Floyd. I give, if he starts two wide receivers, I give that group an A. A minus A. I give his running backs, listen, I'm just not a DeMarco Murray fan. I'm just not. He's never been healthy, ever.
Yeah. No, other than last year. Yeah.
Right, and that was the first year he's ever done it. I can't trust him as my running back one. Hopefully, Doug Martin becomes his running back one. DeMarco Murray is his running back two. If he has a flex and he can start Murray, Martin, and Spiller, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? Let's see what Gerhardt can do for the Jags. Let's see what Devontae Freeman can do if Steven Jackson's injured. You know, he's probably going to miss all preseason because of a hamstring injury. Let's see what Terrence West can do with the Browns now that Ben Tate is a little bit banged up. And who knows, Steven Ridley, maybe he gets back to his 1,200 double-digit touchdown form. So I give his running backs an A-minus if one of those three, Spiller, Murray, or Martin, step up as a running back one. Otherwise, he's got a bunch of really, really solid running back twos on his team, which is fine. You hope a quarterback like Breeze can help bypass not having a running back one. We'll see if he does. He also has Brady on the team.
Drew Breeze healthy is definitely going to help.
I'm going to give this team a A minus, overall grade A minus. I don't know if it's an 8 team or a 10 team league. I'm not sure how he could have gotten all these guys. Let's go round by round. I assume he took Breeze in the first. It has to be an 8 team league, right? Let's say he took Breeze, Dez in the top 2 picks, and then he took
DeMarco.
Yeah, DeMarco, and then Doug Martin, and then Spiller. I mean, I don't know how he got all these guys.
Well, it worked out well for him. Whoever he's playing with, listen, Chris, keep playing with these guys because they don't know what they're doing. So keep it up, man.
All right, next email is from – did you get this email from Russell? Russell's a really funny guy. He's one of our listeners from last year. Subject, ice up, son.
Ice up, son.
That was one of our phrases from last year. We loved it after Steve Smith said it to Aqib Talib, who's no longer with – Patriots, so we can make fun of him a little bit for that. But Ice Up Son is the subject line. He goes, "What's up, fellas? Russell in NYC here." He's at the Borgata. Nice. He's at the Borgata getting a massage and listening to the podcast. Psyched to have you back. Love the DraftKings deal. Are you going to be doing a segment each week for daily leagues? Yes, we are. We'll have an overpriced and best buy segment right here on this show every week, and we'll also have some daily fantasy strategy on ffchamps.com. So that's Russell in NYC. He's at the Borgata down in Atlantic City. I wish I was there. I was actually at where the heck was I this past weekend? Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut there, yeah.
Have you ever been up there?
One time, long time ago, but it was a gorgeous, gorgeous place.
It's enormous. I couldn't believe how big it was.
It's like a city.
They have a mall in there. They got like 3 different casinos. They got Michael Jordan's restaurant. I was hanging out with some like really hot Australian DJ over the weekend. Oh, she was beautiful. What the heck was her name?
Good day, mate.
Oh, dude, the accent killed me. What is her name? Brooke. Brooke Evers. I was hanging out with her at this club in Mohegan Sun for my buddy's bachelor party. She was just ridiculously hot.
You know, doesn't hurt anything.
Zach, you're a frequent Mohegan Sun visitor?
I go to Foxwoods.
Oh, you go to Foxwoods. See, that one's a little closer to Foxborough, to Gillette, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so that's what Kevin always says to me. He's like, no, just come up to Foxwoods. It's about like 45 minutes closer to us. So maybe next time that we're driving up to Gillette, we'll stop at Foxwoods. But Mohegan Sun was a great time for my friend's bachelor party. And my boy Russell's down at Borgata, which is my favorite casino on the – well –
and Atlantic City is the best place out there, that's for sure.
I go back and forth between Borgata and Revel, but who knows? Revel might be going out of business. So, Russell's getting a massage. Listen to the Fantasy Football Champs. How relaxing could that be, listening to my annoying voice while getting a massage at the Borgata? But, yeah, ice up, son. You're going to have to ice up after that deep tissue action. Next email is from Andrew in Minnesota. My question, which of these three are best keepers? RG3 in a fourth round, Larry Fitzgerald in the second, Ben Tate in the eighth, Jason Witten in the fifth, Percy Harvin in the seventh, or Julio Jones in the second. He's got a variety of options here, none of which really include a running back other than Ben Tate. Do you want to start with him? Do we tell Andrew from Minnesota to keep Ben Tate in the eighth round?
I don't think we can keep Ben Tate right now. We don't know... if we know he's going to be the starter, then you got good value there. But Terrence West is going to take a lot of carries, whether Ben Tate is starting or not. And without Josh Gordon there, they're going to stack the box against this team, so it's going to be tough for any Cleveland running back to make a lot of noise, I think, this year.
RG3 in the fourth round, I don't like the value.
They're too early.
Jason Witten in the fifth round, I don't like the value.
Too early.
Larry Fitz in the second round?
Way too early.
Julio
Jones?
If you're
keeping a second round, yeah, Julio Jones, I was going to say. If you're keeping a second round pick on that team, Julio Jones has got to be the guy. He's going to come back strong.
Harvin in the seventh.
Still a little too early for Percy Harvin, I think.
All right,
again,
well, listen,
his injury history.
We got to keep three of these guys.
Got to keep three of them? All right, if I'm keeping three, I'm definitely going Julio Jones.
All right.
I'm going to keep Jason Wynn at that point. He's consistent. Every single year, the guy does the same thing over
and
over.
In a PPR league, I'm with you. Got to keep Ben Tate.
Ben Tate, yeah, at that point. Harvin and RG3 is just way too early.
Yeah, and Fitz, I don't know how he would keep Fitz in the second and Julio in the second.
Yeah, Ben Tate, if you're keeping three, Ben Tate's got to be your third. But Jones, number one, Witten, number two, and keep Ben Tate for your third keeper on that.
I had a, you know, we have the expert advice service at ffchamps.com, and someone emailed me, I think it was yesterday or 2 days before. His keepers were so terrible that I had to say, he was like, I've been getting killed in this draft the last couple of years. Please help. And I'm very honest. I'm always up front. I don't sugarcoat anything. I just don't feel like that helps the situation. If your team sucks, I'm going to tell you your team sucks. His keepers were so bad. I started off by saying, I'm going to read it to you. We are always honest with our members and aren't going to shy away from the truth, even if it might hurt your feelings. But the truth helps you get better. So here it is. These keepers are not good. It's not surprising to hear you getting killed in these leagues.
To keep one of them?
that was my initial analysis of his team. Those were their first four sentences. He was like, the options were like Brian Hartline and Zach Miller.
Yeah, that
I was like, this is. Are you in a 32 team league? Like, how does this happen? I'm not telling you to keep Mike Tolbert. Okay, you need to start from scratch here.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't even want to laugh at him. I think this is sad.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes the truth hurts, but that's what you got to do. Back to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. Bill Enright, Anthony, the fantasy, the PPR monster. Anthony Grace, the PPR monster. Follow him on Twitter. Hanging out, taking your calls right here on Patriots.com Radio. We're going to go to Brandon in L.A. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys. I just got a trade that just went right into my email. It's a 14-man dynasty PPR league,
okay.
And it's Andre Ellington and Cordarrelle Patterson. That's what he's giving up for DeMarco Murray and Justin Hunter. That's what I'm giving up.
And you know, I think both of us are big Andre Ellington fans.
Yes.
And I love CPAT.
Cordarrelle Patterson, man, that guy, just watching him last year, his explosion, he can do everything, he can take end arounds, he can run, and if you're getting points for run backs, touchdowns, or even yardage, this is a no-brainer for you, man. You got to take this deal.
Be honest with you, listen, Justin Hunter is a freak, and weren't they teammates in Tennessee? They were.
Him and Patterson, yeah.
Yeah, him and Patterson were teammates in Tennessee. I took Justin Hunter over Patterson in my college fantasy football league 2 years ago, and Patterson just exploded onto the scene that year. I think that was the year that he was coming over from the JUCO, and I'll never make that mistake again. CPAT is pure talent. I do not like Jake Locker as the Titans quarterback. I'm not surprised that they took a quarterback this year in the draft. I'm getting rid of Justin Hunter. DeMarco Murray, you heard me say it before, I'm not a fan. Big fan of Andre Ellington, big fan of Cordarrelle Patterson. I think that trade's a no-brainer.
All right. I also have Lance Dunbar. Do you think he's worth keeping around?
Does the other guy want him?
He didn't ask for him. So, I mean, from what I heard, he's going to play like the Joyce Bell role, and that seems pretty valuable. So I was wondering if I should keep him or not.
Lance Dunbar, small school guy, North Texas. My co-host, Todd DeVries, would have been so proud of me for knowing that. My former co-host. Because he would always ask, like, where these small school guys are from, and I would never know. I think it was North Texas.
A directional Texas school. That's all we know.
Was it Western Kentucky? Now I'm, like, second-guessing myself here. No, it was North Texas. Listen, if he doesn't want DeMarco Murray's handcuff, then don't offer it for no reason. I would hold on to him. I have Lance Dunbar in my Dynasty League, and I don't have DeMarco Murray on the squad. And I've been holding on to him now for what, 2 years? Is this his third year in the league? Yeah, because last year they drafted Joseph Randle. So, yeah, I would hold on to Lance Dunbar. No point in giving him up for nothing.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, Brandon, best of luck with that trade. Don't you love when those trades just fall in your lap?
Man, it's one of those things where you're like, is this really happening? Is this real life? I guess so. I'm going to take it. So, I never fall into trades like that, though, so it doesn't.
No, it's always like my idiot friends are trying to like get one over on me. I'm like, do you not realize what I do for a living? I don't know why. I don't know why you would try to make me this trade offer. There's no way I'm going to accept it. We got an email from Andrew from the emails are just pouring in. People have missed us. It's like, you know what's happened? I think people have waited like 6 months just to get some kind of fantasy advice from us that all the emails are just coming in at one time. I still want to get to the commandments, commandment number 3, commandment number 4, and I also want to do a little bit of a Patriots fantasy preview. I feel like we're obligated because we're on Patriots.com. We know all of you are Patriot fans. I want to give you a little update on where we think some of the Patriot players can have an impact on your fantasy squad this year. So let me just try to get through these couple more emails, and we'll get into some strategy and advice kind of stuff. So Andrew from Cali, subject, keep your pimp hand strong, which is one of my favorite sayings from last year. Yo, what's up, guys? Glad football is back. I've got a question about Julian Edelman. All right, so here's a Patriots question. Here we go. I've got a question about Julian Edelman. Your PPR rankings have him at number 14. I'm a big Pats fan, and I know last year was only healthy year. Convince me why he should be a solid wide receiver 2 in PPR leagues over guys like Fitz and Alshon. Interesting question here. And Anthony, you and I kind of had like a similar conversation yesterday about Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola.
We did. I mean, bringing up, what'd he say, Fitz? And who was the other receiver you brought up with him?
Well, Julian Edelman is our number 16th wide receiver in PPR league. Alshon Jeffrey is number 14. Fitz is number 19.
All right. Julian Edelman, you know, PPR, obviously he's great, but Alshon Jeffrey can do it all. He's not going to get the catches that Edelman might, but if Danny Amendola is healthy, he's going to take that spot back from Julian Edelman, I think. He was brought in to be what Julian Edelman was last year. So if he can come in and play healthy, if Gronkowski plays a full season, if Shane Vereen plays a full season, Julian Edelman's not going to see the targets that he saw last year for sure. So when it comes down to it, Alshon Jeffrey over Julian Edelman, I think that's definite. Larry Fitzgerald, Julian Edelman, it's a toss-up. That's a toss-up right there.
I'm with you. I don't know why he said, convince me why I should take Edelman over Alshon. We have Alshon ranked ahead of Edelman.
You shouldn't.
And to be honest with you, I'm higher on Michael Floyd than I am on Larry Fitz this year.
Yeah, now it's a change into the guard in Arizona right now at the wide receiver position.
Were you impressed by Michael Floyd last year?
Michael Floyd, man, I love watching him play in college when he was at Notre Dame. He just looked like a guy when he came into the pros that he was going to do something. His rookie year, you know, rookie receivers, they don't make a lot of noise for the most part, but he got a real comfortable coming into his second year and going into year number 3 when a lot of receivers break out. Watch out for this guy. He's going to be doing a lot of work this year.
See, I'm with you there. I mean, he had more yards than Fitz last year. So people are like shocked that we have Floyd over Fitz. But Fitz had more touchdowns, but Floyd had more yards, and I think he had more catches too.
Michael Floyd, 100 more yards.
He had more yards, but not more catches. And Fitz
a few fewer
touchdowns.
Catches. But that's going to swing this year. I really believe that it's going to swing this year towards Michael Floyd being the top dog in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So who was that? Andrew and Callie? If we had to rank him right now, we would go what? Alshon, Julian, Michael Floyd, Fitz in that order? Or flip-flop Floyd and Edelman?
I think you can keep Edelman ahead of Floyd right now.
They're in the same tier.
They're right there, yeah. Again, same thing. You're not going to go wrong either way, but Alshon's got to be the clear-cut number one out of that group.
We have Floyd projected for 82, 11, 65, and 8. And we have Edelman projected for 92, 11, 83, and 7. So 10 more catches by Edelman, 20 more yards, but one more touchdown. So it's actually within like a half a point in a PPR league.
Yeah, that's right there.
Pretty good. I think we're going to take one final break of the show. The emails were all caught up. Phone lines are open if you want to call in, 855-728-7500. One final break, and then we're going to get back into our strategy, our 10 commandments for winning fantasy football. Commandment number 3, commandment number 4. We'll try to get through the same faces in new places. We'll try to do the Patriots fantasy preview. I'm not sure if we're going to have enough time.
We only got two hours.
We'll only have 120 minutes. There's so much going on today. For a first show, could we have had a better caller interaction, better email interaction? I don't think so.
People are hitting us up
on Twitter. It's great. But, yes, we are going to take a quick break. Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Got a fantasy question? Give Bill and Anthony a call at 855-PATS-500 or email your question to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the champs.
All right, final segment of the first episode of the 2014 fantasy football season, fantasy football champs. Bill Enright, Anthony Grace, the PPR monster. You can find him on Twitter. New addition to the Patriots.com radio family here, a part of Fantasy Football Champs. How do you think you're doing, Ant? I think you're doing great, by the way.
I'm loving it, man. I just can't get better than this, can it?
I mean, the amount of – were you expecting the amount of interaction with the callers, the listeners, the emailers?
Man, we got email after email. I love it. I wasn't expecting it, but I wish it would keep coming, to be honest with you. Answering people's questions is the best part of this.
855-728-7500. Don't forget, if you're not listening to the show live, you're listening to a podcast, you're listening to it on the Patriots mobile app, on iTunes, or right on Patriots.com, you can ask us a fantasy advice at any time. My Twitter feed is always open. You can hit up Anthony at the PPR Monster. I am at Bill Enright. You can listen and you can follow us. The official Fantasy Football Champs is at FF Champs. And any time of the day, you can always ask us a fantasy question. We're going to go to the phone line. So we got Justin in Boston. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Going all right, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Just get back into the swing of fantasy football.
Yeah, man. It's that time of year. It's fantasy football draft prep time. Don't make the mistake of having draft too early, though.
Yeah, well, last year my draft was probably around – it's a little bit early last year. It was around August 20th. But this year we bumped it back to September 1st. We're waiting a little bit this year.
Smart man. You get all those preseason, all those training camp injuries out of the way. You get all the official depth charts ready to roll. I really feel like our rankings and all of our strategy at FFChamps.com, they're the most accurate – by that time that third preseason game rolls around. Hey, if you noticed, Ant, that's why we didn't talk about any rookies today. We haven't seen them in training camp. We haven't seen them in preseason. We don't want to just spew out our opinions. We based everything that we do, all our evaluation, all of our analysis on things that we see, on trends, and on reports. Not just go willy-nilly and think, oh, this guy was drafted first, he must be good.
That's right. Now my question is, it's a 10-team standard, no keepers. Is the new league we're just starting off, and we're going to be starting three receivers. What are some like sleepers that you would look into like towards the end of the draft that maybe some of my league mates would be looking at? Maybe I don't know.
How knowledgeable are the guys in your league? Let's start there.
Let me see. The guy who won it last year only had two losses. He was 11-2, and he ended up winning the whole thing.
All right, but is he like? Auto picking? Does he know his league? You know. Does he know his stuff?
He knows his stuff, yeah. We all ragged on him taking a quarterback extremely early last year. He picked up, who did he pick? Peyton Manning with the sixth pick. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, Peyton Manning had a record-breaking season last year. So
Of course.
It's not like that's going to happen every year. But the point is, I won a league. I beat a guy that had Peyton Manning. I won a league with Philip Rivers, so... And the other guy had Peyton Manning. It all depends on – you have to hit on your first couple picks. We always weigh on our quarterbacks. So some sleepers at wide receivers. Anthony, I know you're with me here. We love the Saints wide receivers because we know that team's going to pass a lot. So you're looking at a rookie. You want Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks, man.
Terrence Williams from the Cowboys. They need a number two wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins for the Texans. They need a number two wide receiver. You know, maybe you want a guy like Marcus Wheaton from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need a number two wide receiver. You know, if Aaron Dobson,
the Steelers, Martavius Bryant.
Stick with Wheaton. You know, maybe a Dante Moncrief from the Indianapolis Colts if Reggie Wayne can't stay healthy. We're gonna have our sleeper list in a couple. Actually, I'm gonna probably publish it on Friday. On FF Champs,
right.
And we always add to it throughout the preseason, throughout the training camp. So if you really want a true sleeper by the value of the word, and you know someone that no one's heard of, and you don't have to worry about anyone drafting him, that doesn't really happen anymore in fantasy football because with so much coverage, with the NFL Network, with Twitter, with so many free sites out there, it's very easy to follow along. But what we do at FF Champs is we separate our sleepers into three groups. Our guys, undervalued, and deep sleepers. So if you really want a deep sleeper, someone that, you know, really hasn't been talked about or you know, a lot of publicity on him, you're going to have to wait for the article. I'll probably release it on Friday. It might wait until after this weekend just so I can get in some preseason games.
Yeah, a guy I really want this year, I don't know if he's going to be doing good this year because he's a rookie, of course. Eric Ebron from the Lions. I want him this year because I think he's going to be doing good this year with Matt Stafford.
He's a tight end, though.
Of course, yeah.
He's a tight end.
Yep.
Not a receiver.
No, but he'll probably be used as a receiver, too. Will he not?
You won't be able to use him as a receiver in fantasy.
Yeah.
He'll only have that tight end designation unless you're in a league where you can use a tight end as a flex, then that's a flex play. Oh, you can?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, then you'll be able to use him. Ebron is ranked 15th right now, right after Ladarius Green, right before Dwayne Allen.
Oh, awesome. Oh, talking about value, last year, 13th round, I picked up Josh Gordon. Yeah, and 10th round, Tony Romo.
Nice.
That's why you wait on a quarterback.
Not bad value.
That's why you're wearing your quarterback.
Yep.
Of course. I never pick a quarterback early.
Don't do it.
Good one.
All right, Justin. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
I mean, listen, I think Josh Gordon might be my all-time value pick of my fantasy career last year. He was suspended for 2 games, and he still finished as the number one wide receiver. I don't know if you'll ever get better than that.
No,
I drafted him in the 8th round, 9th round in all my leagues. I had him on every single one of my team. Everyone.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. So enjoy. Frame those rosters while you can. You're going to need to. You're not going to do that again, man.
Let's take another caller. We got Albi in Miami. What's going on, dude? Hello. Albi, are you there? I guess he's not there. Maybe he can call
back. He seemed
to have
hung up.
What's that?
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up. 855-728-7500. All right, I've been saying it throughout the whole show, Ant. We got about 15 minutes left. Here's our plan. We're not on the show. We don't have a show Thursday because the Pats have something going on with the Redskins and their preseason game, and you know Kevin's down there in D.C. So we don't have a show Thursday. But going forward, pretty much all season long, unless the Pats have a Thursday night game, we're on every week, Tuesday and Thursday. So we'll be back next week right here on Patriots.com Radio, 4 o'clock. We'll get into our sleepers and our busts. Same faces, new places. Coaching changes, but I think for the rest of this show, that's all next week. I think for the rest of this show, I want to go over the people that avoid players from bad teams, target players on the next great offense, and I want to do a quick Patriots fantasy preview.
All right, let's do it.
Does that sound good?
Let's do it, man.
So commandment number three, avoid players from bad teams. Now, who are the bad teams this year? It doesn't really change from year to year. We're going to go through them here, and if you notice, they're pretty much the same bad teams every year. Why are they bad? They don't score a lot of points. They don't have a lot of playmakers. A lot of inconsistent production. Not good for fantasy purposes. So, start it off, who do we got?
Let's see. First team on this list, we got the Oakland Raiders, which, if you're a Raiders fan, I'm sorry for you. But the Raiders just don't seem to improve. Maybe slow steps, but they're not going to have anyone on this offense that is going to be explosive that you can count on to play week in and week out.
Now, they brought in Matt Schaub. They brought in Maurice Jones-Drew, who was a fantasy impact player from, you know, a few years ago. But Darren McFadden just doesn't do it for me. Their wide receivers, I think they have too many of them. Rod Streeter, Denarius Moore, Andre Holmes. There's just too many mouths to feed there, which leads to James Jones. They brought in James Jones. So there's three new players on that team. James Jones, Matt Schaub, Maurice Jones-Drew. And I don't plan on drafting any of them.
I wouldn't. Matt Schaub throws pick sixes out like it's Christmas time all year. So you can't trust him throwing the ball. And like I said, the wide receivers, there's a lot of them, but there's not a stud. There's no one you can trust to say, okay, you know, player X is going up there to get the ball for me. I mean, James Jones looks like a stud, but he had Aaron Rodgers throwing to him, not Matt Schaub.
Right, big difference. Now, there are some exceptions. If you want to draft Maurice Jones-Drew in the 6th, 7th round, you go for it. But don't start going out and drafting all these Oakland Raiders. It's not a smart move. Who's our next bad team? Players to avoid from bad teams.
See, next up we got the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, we don't even know who's going to be the starting quarterback for them, do we?
No, but does it really matter?
Is it Chad Henne? They drafted Blake Bortles, 3rd overall, which I think was a huge mistake.
Yep.
Or is it 2nd overall? I think either one. They took him as the first quarterback. I think it was a big mistake. I liked Cecil Shorts from a PPR standpoint, but he's out for the preseason. They drafted Allen Robinson. They drafted Marquise Lee from the USC. I'm just not in love with any of their playmakers this year, other than maybe Toby Gerhart as my flex play. Yeah, I'm a little bit intrigued by Gerhardt because for so long we saw him as just as Adrian Peterson's handcuff. Now he gets a job by himself. I'm excited to see what he does. So if you draft Gerhardt, I think we have him in the top 25. You draft him as your flex, not a bad option.
Yeah, not at all. And when he came in for Adrian Peterson as a backup, he put up numbers every single time. So you know he can do it. They said they want him to be their workhorse. So that's another guy that he's going to get a lot of touches, which is, you know, from your running backs, which is what you want. But going out with that hip flexor, you never know where that's going to take you.
All right, who's next on our list of players to avoid from bad teams?
Next up, we have the Tennessee Titans.
Now, there's only two players that I would even consider drafting from the Titans. Kendall Wright, and that's only if you're in a PPR league.
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, the rookie Bishop Sankey, everyone loves him as this year's top rookie. He's not even my top five rookie. I don't like the situation there. I don't like the quarterback situation. A lot of people are going to be drafting Bishop Sankey. I think he's going to end up making the FF Champs bust list.
Yeah, he had a lot of hype coming into this season. He keeps slipping slowly down the rankings. And like you said, there's not a lot of talent, not a lot of offensive weapons to take people out of the box and give Sankey those open lanes to at least have a chance to run through. I mean, look at Chris Johnson. After that 2,000-yard season, he still put up 1,000 yards consistently, but he just slowly slipping down as that team kept falling down as a whole.
The Houston Texans make our list of bad teams, and you want to avoid the players from bad teams. Why don't we like the Texans this year?
Houston Texans, you got a new head coach. Everyone's learning a new system, so that's the first thing. Not that these guys can't pick it up, obviously, but anytime you have a new coach, you got to be a little bit weary of what they're going to bring in. Sure. Their quarterback situation, it's okay at best, and that's on a good day. So no one really throwing the ball. Andre Johnson, we talked about earlier, just getting older. Arian Foster, he was a beast for a few years, but he's getting hurt all the time now. He's hamstrings, legs, concussion. It doesn't matter. Arian Foster is getting hurt every year. So even if you draft Arian Foster, you got to be ready to be without him for at least probably 3 or 4 games, if not more.
And it's a shame because for years, Foster and Andre Johnson were dominant fantasy football producers. But I'm staying far away from Arian Foster this year.
Yeah, no, he scares me. And I see people saying, you know, I picked him in the second round. Why? What are you, even in a PPR league, you don't pick up Arian Foster anywhere near those top 2, 3, 4 rounds. You can't.
He really has to fall to me in like the 4th round in order for me to take him.
Yeah, if you get a lot of value like that, he's worth it. But outside of that, you just can't. You can't do it.
All right, and our final team to avoid bad our final bad team to avoid this year, who is it?
We've got the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are always a team that you're gonna be wary of. And like you said, you just said Josh Gordon, he's not gonna be there. It looks like this year. I mean, we don't know 100% what's going on with all the
he's the only exception.
But yeah, if Josh Gordon plays, obviously it makes Jordan Cameron's value go up a little bit more.
Right.
It makes whoever's rounding the ball for them, Ben Tate or Terrence West, their value is going to go up a little bit more. But no Josh Gordon means no Cleveland Browns on my team.
That's right. All right, so those were our 5 bad teams to avoid. You don't want to be drafting players from the Oakland Raiders, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans, the Houston Texans, and the Cleveland Browns. Does that mean you don't want a guy like Toby Gerhardt, a guy like Josh Gordon if he plays, someone like Andre Johnson in the 3rd round? No. But when you're comparing those players to someone on a good team, you take the player on a good team. We probably should have said that from the beginning to just clarify. There's always exceptions, but when you're comparing two players, use your tiers and then use the team factor. It really helps in the long run. We're going to go to some phone calls. We got Albie back from Miami. What's up, Albie? I think you hung up on us before. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? Hello, gentlemen.
How you been?
What's going on, man?
I've been good, man. First of all, I'm stoked to have you guys back.
Thank you very much. Stoked to be back.
I made so much money because of you guys. So thank you. But listen, I know you guys are out of time, so I'll be quick. It's about your commandments, right?
Yeah.
I heard, like, for example, I believe in wide receiver studs. I had Josh Gordon, Demarius last year. I had Antonio Brown.
Sure.
And my thing with this is that even though you might have a bad offense, if the defense is just as worse, I'll take a chance. Because I know they get the ball back.
Give us an example.
All right. Antonio Brown. I thought Pittsburgh was horrible. You know, if it wasn't for Antonio Brown, I wouldn't have gotten in any, you know, any Pittsburgh Steelers at all.
I think
that defense wasn't that good.
Right.
So So they have to pass on. Yeah.
This was the Matt Stafford, Calvin Johnson argument for a lot of years. There were so many points being scored on Detroit that the Lions had no choice but to pass the football like crazy to try to keep up. And I really think that's what's going to happen with the Dallas Cowboys this year. That's why I'm all in on Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, and Jason Witten. Because I think the Cowboys are going to have to pass like crazy to try to keep up with the amount of points that is scoring on that future defense. So, Albie, that's a great point that you have there. You know, target guys that play on bad defenses, that play on teams with bad defenses.
Perfect.
All right, well, thanks for that suggestion.
I'm happy to, you know, that guys are back on, and I'll stay tuned.
You got it, buddy. Check out FFChamps.com for sure. All right, let's go to Russell in New York City. Russell, I thought you were getting a massage, dude. What's going on?
You read my email. I had to drop off. I hit the steam room and all that stuff. So.
My man's living the life out there in the Borgata.
Yeah, dude, we read your email. We said, what's up? We said, how's it going? Thanks for calling us.
How you doing, man?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing great. I was the guy, I know you called me out earlier because I was like emailing you in like April, May, like, when's the show coming back on? And, you know, I was jonesing, so it's really psyched to see you in the Twitter feed today pop up with the show. So,
you got it.
Awesome. And, no more Todd, but, welcome aboard, new guy. I don't have your name, but.
I'm Anthony, man, but thank you, Russell. Anthony. I'll be here all year. You'll learn me. Don't worry. We'll get to know each other pretty well.
I have a feeling because I might be calling you a few hundred times a week, but, listen, I know you're running out of time. Just real quick, one more question. I see in a lot of the mock drafts, and I don't know if this falls into the commandments, but I see a lot of guys going WR. And, I mean, you know, first two picks, wide receivers. I mean, Bill, I just wanted to see what you weigh in on that.
Yeah, Russell, great question. Anthony and I talked about this earlier, actually. And one of the reasons why we like the second half of the draft this year, you know, anything after the seventh round, if you're in a 12- or 14-team league, 10-team league, is because it allows us to get that wide receiver that we want. We set the tone for the draft. We get to target the wide receiver we want, and then we get that running back in the second or the third tier, and we're still happy with that. Okay. If you are in a PPR league and you want to go Jimmy Graham and Brandon Marshall and A.J. Green, we think this year is very unique where wide receivers are just so dominant in that first eight, the first eight ranked wide receivers, including Jimmy Graham. And that running backs are so deep. Anthony, who are some of the running backs that are going in the third or fourth round that you can get if you take a Jimmy Graham or Demaryius Thomas or an A.J. Green or Julio Jones in the first two picks?
You got guys going in the third. You got Zach Stacy. Look at the year he had last year. He's still going to be the guy in St. Louis they're talking about. He's still the number one. You got Alfred Morris with another weapon in DeSean Jackson. This is going to open up more running lanes for him. The dude had, 2,600 yards or 2,800 yards combined in his first two seasons?
Yep.
I mean, the guy is a beast. Andre Ellington, if you're in a PPR league, even if you're not, I mean, the guy can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's explosive. I believe he had 18 plays of 15 or more yards last year, and he only touched the ball 130 times. So,
All right. I'm hearing the blessing on that. So it's either wide receiver or stud tight end, 1-2, and then wait a little bit to see what you can pick up third, fourth round in the running back.
That's my strategy this year. Yeah. I love two stud wide receivers. I love it.
Awesome.
I'm with you.
Yeah, all right, I'll let you go, and I'll be listening, and I'll be talking to you real soon.
Hey, Ray, before you go, 3 and 5. 5 and 3. Roulette.
Oh, I'll play it for you. I'll hit up on Twitter if it comes in, and I'll give you half. I still owe you a beer for winning my $12,000 league last year. So,
you owe him a keg for that, man.
Did you hear what he just said? He owes me a beer for a $12,000 league. How about you buy out the bar and make it rain?
Beer and a whiskey.
All right, I'll take that. Thanks, Russell. That's Russell in New York City.
Take it easy, man.
Hanging out at the Borgata.
Oh, God.
That's what all these people, you know, I've gotten Dunkin' Donuts gift cards, thank you cards in the mail. Everyone always says, hey, next time you're at the bar, I'll buy you a drink. I never see any of these people.
Oh, we're going to find the bars they go to, man. That's our goal this year, is on our off days, we're going to find them, and we're going to make them pay for what they said they're going to give us.
Listen, we had so much planned for today. But I was astonished by the caller interaction, all of the emails, everyone that hit us up on Twitter. We ran out of time. I don't want to go into overtime on our first show. I feel like that would be a little bit egotistic. So I just want to say, I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our callers, all of our emailers. Check out FFChamps.com. You want the free membership, FFChamps.com/Pats. It's a great offer from our partners, our sponsors at DraftKings. Terrific job by our producer today, working with us for the first time. Zach, how do you think we did?
It sounded great, guys.
Now, Kevin is coming back from D.C. when?
Thursday.
All right, so we'll have Kevin back on our show next Tuesday when we're back on Patriots.com radio. Anthony, this was your first show. I want to welcome you to the team.
Thank you, sir.
Great interaction with the callers today. They seem to like you a lot. That's very important, obviously. How do you think you did?
I think I did great. I don't want to toot my own horn, like you said earlier in the show, but everything went smooth. Everything went great. Like you said, we didn't get to some of the points we wanted to get to, but the best part about that is because people wanted to call in and talk to us, and that's what we're here for. So call in, ask your questions, email, get at us any way you can, and the more questions you ask, the more knowledge we're going to be able to give you.
That's it, and that's what it comes down to. Let's be honest here. We have about, 12 more shows before the season starts. Trust me, we'll get into all of our preseason strategy and advice. There's nothing that you're going to miss. The show's only on for 2 hours, but we try to fit in as much as possible here on Patriots.com radio. Want to thank everyone for listening. Great to be back on these airwaves. We're going to have a great season. We're going to have a lot of success. For Anthony Grace, I am Bill Enright. You've been listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right here on Patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG. the power to change life.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.